what sort of strategies are we seeing emerging, or what are your customers asking for help with specifically?
Well, I think it's obviously what you would expect, you know, costs, service, solutions. And, you know, at DP World, we just really announced last week the opening of over 100 freight forwarding branches. So from the perspective of what the market needs, we're able to now start offering these type of logistics solutions coupled with the investments that DP World's made into contract logistics and to market access and into the providing, I'll say, the infrastructure of the ports and terminals and economic zones. That's what we're really seeing as our shift and our focus to help provide more solutions to customers in this area.
100 freight forwarding offices, Glenn. Wow, that's quite impressive. Does this tie in with DP World's strategy of becoming more active up and down supply chains, you know, outside of the port, providing logistics answers? And if so, how do you incorporate all those new offices into a sort of North American solutions for your customers?
Yeah, well, absolutely. It is a part of the strategy. And I think that, you know, what we've really focused on is how do we become more of that end-to-end trade solution provider? And we, as an example, in U.S. and Mexico, we had one office this time last year. We've got 14 today. And we've added these, I'll say, great people, processes, and systems to be able to navigate and help provide more solutions to customers in this really, you know, treacherous time.
And how do you intend to further expand your freight forwarding operations? What's the strategy here? And how does that impact in the Americas? Or maybe put another way, what does scaling up look like for you?
Well, yes, we are going to continue to make investments. And, you know, for us, it is about scale. What makes freight forwarding successful is scale. The top, I'll say, areas are really around location and network and being able to provide solutions to the needs of the customer. The expansion coupled with our strategic acquisitions really has generated considerable buzz in the market. The industry is curious about how DP World's incorporation of ports and terminals and contract logistics and freight forwarding network will play out. And these initiatives will address the current and future needs of global trade. Customers are keenly interested, I think, in how DP World is transforming, looking at us, you know, not just as operators of ports and terminals, but as a comprehensive partner for their supply chain. The interest speaks volumes about our potential to influence and shape the future of global logistics and trade. I feel that, you know, many large retailers we spoke with, even that, as I said, we're launching these businesses, were interested in what DP World was doing and asking us, you know, how are we considering the combination of assets and capability for the future? So it was definitely a buzz around TPM.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.